Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Luke, do we have a text from somebody?
Yeah, we got Tony from Madison texting in. He wanted to kind of share his two cents on the conversation last segment in regards to the individual's defense that was saying they had watched Fox News for 6 months and that they only stormed the Capitol because of the Fox News derangement syndrome. I forget the exact word you used. I was pulling a different news story.
Foxitis or Foxmania.
Right. So Tony from Madison wants to know if we can call it Republicanitis, not just Foxitis or any of those.
Yeah, you're right on the money, Tony, and Steve of Some Prairie, Republicanitis. Here's the deal. It's unconstitutional. You can't just say, I'm going to have my lackeys in there. I'm a public figure. I'm the governor of Florida. I'm using state money and this office and my salary and everything else. And what? You're only going to let the sycophants in? No, that is actionable. That was disgusting. I'm going to give you a little bit of history, though, because this is not the only time this has happened, including very, very good presidents. Harry Truman, early 50s, he had a daughter, Margaret, who wanted to be an opera singer. And she had a bad voice. It was not as bad as my voice. You don't want me singing opera, but she was not an opera singer. She gave a concert and the Washington Post panned it. And Harry Truman wrote a nasty letter to the editor as president of the United States, saying they didn't know what they were doing. Very, very harsh. But he didn't ban them from covering his press conferences. John F. Kennedy, great champion of First Amendment rights, didn't like the New York Herald Tribune because they were always after him. So he would insult them and say that back in the 1850s, they had used Karl Marx as their foreign correspondent in Europe, which is true. They did. But this is before he wrote Das Kapital. And I've read Karl Marx's transcripts from Europe, and they were right on the money on European history in the early and middle 19th century. They're worth reading. But Kennedy, of course, slammed them for doing that. I don't think everybody yawned. He did not bar the New York Herald Tribune from his press conferences. He didn't do it. So what they are doing now is picking and choosing and having basically DeSantis saying, and not only that, boasting about it. Hey, I'm on national TV. I'm quite a guy. What an idiot. What an idiot. Unconstitutional. But what you do is you go in, you spend money on a lawyer. They say, don't do it again. Okay. And then he gets some leverage out of that. But you're absolutely right. It is Republicanitis. It is Foxitis. It is Foxmania. And Steve and Tony are both correct. Going to the lines, Pizza Box Mike, my friend, my fellow co-host, Pizza Box Mike. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box Mike?
I'm with Mark in the sack. You know, I'm kind of sick of this stuff. And, I've had a year off to sit back and watch. And I went to the Capitol yesterday and was thrilled to see Voces de la Frontera there fighting for equal rights. And I'm telling you, man, we got to turn it up. And just like Mark said, you know, I went in there and I saw the Capitol Police. I was happy to see them. They were happy to see me, some of them. And then I just decided it's time to open up and start reminding people what's going on. And whenever you see a legislator, you know, see Robin Voss, ask him how that 286 forgivable PPP worked out for him with his prison labor popcorn factory. I mean, that's the way you got to deal with these people, because it makes them small to have someone like me come in there. Nobody, you know, I have no real status in society, right? I'm just fighting for people that have less than me. And the more of us that do that, you don't need permission, folks. The Capitol's open at 8. You want to go in and make some noise, be respectful, whatever. And I guess, you know, respect is earned, so you don't always have to act respectful to people that are doing damage to everyone that lives in this state. It's time to step it up, man. It's getting warm out. I'm fired up, man.
Yeah, that's excellent stuff. You know, Pizza Box Mike is my co-host. He hosts Outside the Pizza Box, Pizza Box Mike, Saturdays at noon. Listen to it. He's a disruptor in a good way, in a very, very good way. Thanks for calling, Pizza Box Mike. I agree with 100%. Luke, you're waving your arms. Something going on?
Yeah, we received another text. Unfortunately, this one doesn't have a name to it, so I can't give it credit. But the texter wanted to also come up with a new name for this disease that we are talking about this morning. And they call it Foxfluenza. So Not necessarily just foxitis or anything like that, but foxfluenza, like the flu, I believe.
Yeah, I'm liking foxfluenza quite a bit. Foxitis, foxmania, foxfluenza. Well, that's what it is. And DeSantis has it. And, you know, we're laughing, but Pizza Box Mike had a good message, which that is, let's get down to business. You know, Robin Voss took himself some of that sweet money for a small business. He didn't say that was welfare. He didn't say that was welfare. He says that Medicaid is welfare, though, that you should incentivize people to work, that a lot of the jobs being advertised are for in the restaurant industry. They don't pay enough for a guy to buy health care for his own family. Give me a break. Give me a break. So why should Voss get a couple of hundred grand for his small business? That's not welfare, but Medicaid, so a guy's wife can get a mammogram when she has two young daughters. Come on. Why is that welfare? Now, that's just not right. Pizza Box Mike is a disruptor in a good way. And I like foxitis. I like foxmania. But it was wrong what DeSantis did. It was wrong. He singled out a compliant, toady, servile network that is simply going to reverberate all around the Trump base. That's all it is. That's all he cared about. This is not good government. He's the guy that sent the police in to arrest, and he's criminally charged with a felony, a former worker in the health services in Florida, who simply sent an email within the department, not to the public or the press, saying that DeSantis' figures on COVID deaths are false. There were a lot more than he said. They were false. And for that, it was a true thing that she said. For that, he goes, well, you used an email address you weren't supposed to. What do you mean? What do you mean? They're still on their computer. They leave it on people's computers after they leave. They send it around for baby showers, Christmas parties, retirement parties. She sends something around saying these figures said that X people died, actually Y people died. For that, she had to hire lawyers facing felony. This guy should not be president of the United States. Listen to this. Think about it. When you go into the 2024 election, obviously I'm supporting Joe Biden, but it is important who the Republican nominee is. That's very important because things happen. Things take a bad bounce, and we do not want them to take that bad of a bounce. Coming to the end of the show, have a great weekend coming up. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place on Monday after a lot of weekend news. There's some great programming today. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, Diamond Kroot, Pizza Box Mike tomorrow. But remember this, download the app. Download the app. Go to our website and just download the Devil Radio app. Or go to the web store and download the app, Devil Radio. Just put it in, Apple, Google, just download them. You can walk around with it and you can listen to it everywhere, your favorite show. We're signing off for today. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place, Monday. Rubber band man.